She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, go to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And we're also live on the internet. Okay, today, I would recommend that you feel the surface of your car, and if it feels bumpy, after you wash it, if it feels rough, you need to use a clay bar. It's a clay bar that pulls the industrial fallout that's on your car out of the paint without scratching it. It's amazing. Really good stuff. You gotta try it and you feel how smooth the surface of your car will feel. There's several companies that has it. And one of them is Mother's Detailing Wax and Stuff. You spray on this liquid and you use the clay bar and you rub it. Not hard. Just rub it around like you're moving around the water. And don't drop the clay bar on the ground. Because once you drop it on the ground, you got to get a new one. Okay? So, anyway, it'll make it nice and smooth. So, that's the one thing. The other thing is, at Zippy's, these people were talking about the false alarm with a missile. And people are not really looking at what maybe was the intent of the false alarm. Okay? Now, remember what was that? A year ago? They had the shooting in Las Vegas. Remember that? Ever since that shooting, the people visiting Las Vegas stopped. They lost a lot of people. Because, you know, you don't want to go where it's dangerous. Now, think about it. If you are a tourist, would you want to come to Hawaii after they had that missile threat? I don't think so. Mexico would look better because they'll never attack Mexico or any other place for that matter. The people panicked here. So, I don't know. And Hawaii has only one industry, and that is tourism. What happens if tourists don't come? What will happen? Think about that. But anyway, that's the economy. We need to get more industry other than just tourism. Okay, the governor had a meeting with several people and they were discussing the use of ag land. One big piece of property is Maui Sugar. Nothing's being done with that land because there's no water. Well, instead of getting rid of the sugar, they should have gone and made ethanol from that sugar cane. There's always a demand for ethanol. But those people in the meeting, including the governor, said, no, ethanol won't work. What do you mean it won't work? They don't have the slightest idea of how versatile ethanol is. Ethanol is not just for energy. It can make electricity. It can disinfect the rivers. It can be used as a disinfectant. Also maybe for the ohia trees on the Big Island that's dying from a bacteria. Spray it with ethanol. It'll save the tree. Ethanol will not kill trees, grass, or fish, crabs, or anything like that. Ethanol is vodka. You can drink vodka. You don't die. So how can ethanol be a bad thing to make? There's a federal mandate that whoever makes ethanol, federal has to buy it. Post office. All the vehicles can run with gasoline or ethanol. Post office has to buy it. So it's the best industry to get into. So why don't we do it? Good question. Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? If you have a question, announcement, whatever. Now, talking about announcement, here's one. There's going to be an airbag hearing January 22nd at the Department of Transportation, 869 Punchbowl Street on the 5th floor. Okay? In the conference room. 21 people died from the deployment of airbags. So how can you say airbag save lives? They don't. And if airbag was so good, I'm going to say again, every race car would be required to have an airbag. Because what's more dangerous, your everyday car or a race car? A race car, of course. But they don't have that. So why is an airbag installed on your car? Airbags are not safe. If airbags were safe, no one would die from it. And children would not get killed. So write that down to go to that hearing to not have airbag as a requirement. So you, the people, can disable the airbags. Okay? Anyway, that's the topic on safety for airbags. The other thing that is coming up as a big issue is when you go to a gas pump, okay, and you look at that gas canister, if you're going to use a credit card, it should have a tape on each end of that panel. If there's no tape, do not use the pump. Okay, if there's no tape, do not use the pump. There's a scam going on, and they're putting in a reader in there that will tell whoever that reader belongs to your credit card number. Okay? A lot of Shell stations don't have the tape. And We don't know if people working in Shell is involved with that, but a lot of people got scammed from Shell stations using a credit card. You're going to use a credit card, go inside. But watch your statements. Okay? Because a big scam is going on from the gas stations. There's a tape on both ends of the canister. If you want to see what it looks like, you go to my website and Bob has it listed on there. Okay? Oh, we have a call. Silicon Sam. Oh, Silicon.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. And thanks for the advice on the gas pump scam. Thanks for the heads up. But the reason I'm calling is I've had a salvage vehicle in my name for years, and I'm trying to make some little bit of money. Rather than donate it, I need cash right now because I haven't worked for 3 years because I was taking care of my dad on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way I can sell this to an auto recycler or some kind of place I never heard of before? I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to make a little bit of cash off this rather than donate it.
Well, if you donate it to whatever donation, 90% of the money goes to the people running it, and 10% goes to the kidney foundation or whatever. So I don't recommend that. Try selling it.
You mean just like online, selling it as a salvage vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people look for that because they need the parts from your car.
Okay, thank you for that advice. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
A 1995 Toyota Avalon, and the frame is where the damage is. What's my asking price?
The best thing to do is go to Kelly's Blue Book.
Okay.
And that's a rough starting point.
Okay.
Because the parts on that vehicle, if you add it up, it's a lot of money. The vehicle by itself, maybe no. But yeah, the parts alone is a lot of money.
Okay, so I don't need to... Someone said just sell it for parts. Like, they would come and get the part off of it, but...
That's it.
So I keep it at the house, and if they need, like, a window motor... They come and take it off the car and then leave and pay me for it like that?
Yep.
So I say, I just say for parts, come and get a part and
yep.
How do I know how to charge for the parts?
Lots of people do that. The parts, the price, you can, when they ask you, oh, they want to buy the window motor, then you call like Napa and find out how much a window motor for that car is.
Oh, okay.
And then you go half the price.
I use that as an example because, man, I did buy a window motor and had it installed, and that was $1,000 service, so.
Yeah, so it's expensive.
That was just labor and parts and all, but still, it was expensive. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. I could either sell it whole.
Like the windshield. The windshield's good, right?
Yeah, it's only got 80,000 miles on it.
Okay, the windshield alone is a couple hundred dollars.
Ooh, but that person's got to come and take it out, though. Right?
Yeah, they'll zip it right out, no problem.
Oh, they know how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, will do.
That's the best way. Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to do that because I need some luck.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, who's next? Oh, it's Bob. Rolling Bob, is he there?
No, not yet.
He's still rolling. Hey, Bob, put on your brakes. It's your time rolling.
He's still rolling into his office.
Oh, he's rolling into his office. I don't think so. I don't think he can roll that fast. He's not that big like Celine Steve. So, anyway, talking about Celine Steve. The other day, we're having dinner. Your car needs wipers, windshield wipers. Oh, yeah, I got them. Where is it? Oh, in the back seat. He's got new wiper blades. He don't put it on. What's up with that? If you got new wiper blades, you install them. That's why you bought them. No, he puts it in the back seat. I don't understand. But anyway, we got Roland Bob. Is he there? He's still rolling. Anyway, if you buy a new part, you put it on.
We have Rolling Bob on.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bob.
Hey, George. Rolling Bob here. Yes, we do have the pictures and the explanation on the skimmer tape. And the term is called skimming.
Okay.
And there have been reports in Hawaii, not quite as bad as the mainland, but still. My solution is, because you had talked about one time about better gas mileage, less weight in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I go quarter tank, $20 a gas. Works great. I drive around. I don't have to worry about my credit card.
That's a good idea.
Somebody at the gas station. Hey, could I get $20? Yeah, okay. How's your day?
That's a good idea.
I'm in the middle of is, you know, that the airbag recall?
Mm-hmm.
My car is one of those. So I got a letter in the mail that said it's too dangerous for people to ride in your passenger seat. You should let them ride in the back or something. I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. Okay. So I called the dealer. Guess what?
What's that?
I'm on the waiting list for them to call me back. You know, the airbag company went out of business. And they filed for bankruptcy.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, of course. You can't. There's no way any company could survive if you have to replace all your products for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tragic, but anyway, so then I get another letter in the mail that says I qualify for. Now, Georgia, Wanda, and Bob, you all should sit down because this next part is going to really be funny. I get a letter that says your car is a Toyota minivan, and with the Takata airbags, you're entitled to participate in the lawsuit. So I go, oh, okay. And I suppose it says like $500. Anyway, I go to sign up. You know what it tells me? I can't apply for the lawsuit until I get the airbags replaced.
Oh, great.
And I go, wait, I'm on the waiting list to get the airbag replaced. There's a deadline on the lawsuit because the company filed for bankruptcy. I'm out. I just let it go. I'm like, you know what? I'm not, I just live like Rolling Bob. If it rolls my way, I'm happy. If not, I'm not.
You know, Bob, if that airbag was supposedly safe, how come they're replacing it?
Oh, yeah. No, like I said, it's just funny. And you know, I had one of those exploding cell phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, get this. They wouldn't let me take the Note 8 onto the airplane, or the Note 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they said the batteries explode. They're letting me drive my car around.
Nobody yep.
died from the phone.
Yep.
Like 20 people have died from airbags. They didn't show up at my house and say, you can't get in your car, or what does this mean? It's like I keep telling people. you got to be responsible for your safety. These guys with these rules, they just throw stuff around. They don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I said it. It's a farce.
Yep.
If you said we make the car safer, the price goes up, we put all this stuff in the car, then we find out, oh, this is actually killing people. Well, that's okay. But it's safer. You know, you got averages. I understand. But it's nuts. It's just nuts. And lastly, before I roll along, my advice to everybody about last week, and I know I've been telling my friends this, harsh, but this is, here it goes. You're all mad because you had no plan. And if your plan was standing in the store hugging each other crying, well, then I guess your plan worked. The rest of you need to sit down with the family and figure out when it happens or you get an alarm or something, what are we going to do? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to call? What are you going to take? Work on it, folks. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you soon. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? The airbag hearing is coming up January 22nd. Department of Transportation, 869 Punch Bowl, on the fifth floor conference room. Be there. We need to make it legal for you, the people, to disarm the airbag. I mean, you don't disarm it. You take it to your mechanic and have them disarm the airbag. Okay? Oh, boy. Airbags are not safe. Even the shoulder harness is not safe. So, they shouldn't make it a law where you have to wear the seatbelt. It's your option. It's your life. How can they make a law like that? Okay? Same with the airbag. Get rid of it. We should get rid of a lot of things that we don't need, like the silly safety check. It's not a safety check. It's a money grabber. Grabbing your money. Anyway. On the mainland, they have, at the gas pumps, E85. Okay? I recommend adding 2 gallons or 3 gallons of E85 to a full tank of premium. And you watch your gas mileage. And you watch how good your car runs. It's fantastic. Okay? Anyway, how come America does not have E100? Think about it. It's the oil companies. Back then again, right? Oh, anyway. Give us a call at 888-5204. Who do we have now?
We have Steve from Honolulu.
Hi, you're on there.
Hey, George. This is Steve. You know, I was listening on the Coast to Coast radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guest that said he went to the Ford motor plant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking to the engineers, and he was asking them if for the flex fuel vehicles, do they have to make any changes to the rubber components
mm-hmm.
in the Ford vehicles? And he said, no, the only thing that they do is change the programming on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you said about ethanol not damaging the rubber parts is true.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't say it on the radio if I didn't test it.
That's right.
So,
George,
you got to tell Governor Iggy that.
Okay.
He thinks it damages everything.
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Thank you. Aloha.
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Who that?
Hi, George.
Who that Dot3 Dean?
Anyway, just wanted to let the people know that, yeah, yesterday I did my weekly testing. The gas at Shell is all good. Only thing is that, remember what you said about the tape. If the pump doesn't have the red tape, don't pump from that pump.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What red tape?
So that's why, I guess we can tell the listeners as well, I'm very careful. If the pump doesn't have the tape, well, look for another pump. Because even at the same station you go to, some might have the tape and some won't.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They take it off.
Yeah, that's the only warning.
I was at the new airport Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy filling and using a company credit card on the pump with no red tape. So I told him about it. He said, I don't care. It's company card.
I don't know about that.
That's not a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
So, well, there's a lot of stations like the Po'or Shell. None of the pumps have the red tape.
Uh-huh. Okay, I missed out on this. What's that red tape for?
It's to... you see, they can buy the key to open the pump from Amazon.com. They open it and put a skimmer on, and nobody will know that it's skimming all your credit card numbers. So if they put a tape on so that if the tape is damaged or removed, somebody went in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Okay. And it's a big scam going around now, and it's starting in Hawaii. So people gotta be careful to not use the pump with no red tape.
Where's the red tape?
On the edge.
Edge of?
The panel. If you look at the panel, it's about 2 feet wide by 2 feet tall. It's on the right and the left of the panel. So if you look at the keyhole, you see the keyhole, and look at how the panel is going to open, and this has to be a tape, like a door. If you're going to seal your door, you put a tape across where the doorknob is, right? Then you know somebody went in the door.
Mm.
Same thing. It's a special tape. And the tape says, if the tape is damaged or, you know, manipulated, whatever, don't use it. Okay? So anyway. Is that it, Dean?
Yep, that's all. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks. Bye.
But anyway, Po'or Shell, none of their pumps have tapes on them. And when I brought it to attention of the head office of Shell, they said, we'll talk about it. Talk about it. It's never been on for over a week. So, folks, do not fail at Shell service station at Po'or. Okay? So, watch for that red tape. I don't know if Kahala has. But I know the airport one has, except for one pump. So why? I don't know.
How did you find out about this red tape?
I got scammed.
No, but I know, but who told you about the red tape?
My son Brad told me. It has to have a tape on. If you don't have a tape, don't use the pump. He's into computer stuff and all that, and he told me that it's very easy to scam it. And they won't scam low limit credit card. They want to scam one that is higher. So be careful, because this is going across the nation and it's hitting Hawaii now. So be careful. Let people know this warning is not just for you, the listeners, but for everybody. Spread it out, okay? Anyway, I think it's that time for our...
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean it.
I went to a party instead. He told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way he said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. I know Harvey on Kauai said, hey, that sounds like a 1-800 number. I know. But that's company Spectrum? I don't understand. Anyway, folks, spread the word. Be careful. The scamming is going on big time. If you don't know where to look, go to my website, georgenita.com, and Bob has it on the website, a picture of what the tape should look like. Okay? Not just Shell. Every gas company, including Costco. Okay? Because from what I understand, that skimmer is fast and easy to put on. And the guys coming in to service the ribbon for the receipt, they don't even notice it's on there. So, be careful. Too many people are getting scammed. And these guys are really good, you know. They can even get your bank account number, your address, the whole nine yards. So be very careful. Do not use a pump that has no tape on it. If you gotta use it, then go inside and pay cash. Don't use a credit card. Like Bob said, he goes in, gives them $20. That's it. No scamming. Anyway. Okay. The lug nuts on your wheels should be torqued on. There's a special wrench that measures poundage on how much the nut's supposed to be tightened. That's the proper way. Not the gorilla way, where you just wrench it on as strong as you can, because it stretches the stud bolt. And if you look at a bolt that's been stretched over, in other words, over tightened, it looks like a Wahine figure. Okay? It has a skinny portion in between where the waistline is, and that's where it's going to snap. Okay? So, when you see shops using the air impact wrench to tighten the wheel nuts, that's a no-no. Be careful. It's for your safety. All right? There's only so much the wheel, stud, or nut can take as far as tightening. Okay? Every wheel, or not only wheel, but every screw and bolt has a limit of how much you can tighten it. Be careful. Okay? Now, this is for the young guys, the young folks. Cannot be only guys, girls too. Young folks that want to hop up their rice rockets or whatever car they want to hop up and make it faster. Be careful. The new tires, old tires that you have, measure the circumference. Get a tape rule and measure if every tire is the same circumference. It has to be the same. But to find tires that are exactly the same is really hard. I see even drag racers, they don't measure their tires here in Hawaii. But on the mainland, every racer measures his tire. They have it mounted, air put in, then they get the tape rule and they measure it. If it's exactly the same. Okay? That's if you're, you know, going into speed. You should measure the tires. But if you're driving every day, an inch off is no big deal. But if you're particular, like my son Brad, he's particular. He measured the tire. If it don't measure, get another one. Okay? Or you can measure the circumference before they put it onto the wheel. But measure it. It's much better, the car handles much better if the circumference is exactly the same. So a lot of people will be driving on the road and saying, feels like I need a wheel alignment because it's keep pulling to the left or pulling to the right. The pulling could be because the circumference is wrong. Not the alignment. And if you go in for a wheel alignment, they're going to charge you $150 or $175 for checking it. So, the circumference is very important. Okay? Because that can throw it off. Or the tire pressure. If the tire pressure is down on one tire, it can pull. So, check your tire pressure. The lowest tire pressure I recommend is 44. Nothing lower than 44. Okay? So, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204.
I have a question. Okay. You know, if you let your car sit in the garage, say 1 or 2 months, Is it guaranteed that your battery will be dead?
It depends. That's a good question. It depends on the battery. If you have a North Star, the best battery out there, no. Anything else, it's a iffy. It can be dead. Because if it's a new car, the new cars, the computer is on 24/7. And that's, if you disconnect the battery and you touch it, the terminal, you'll see a spark, a small spark. It's like having, it's a computer. The computer is activated all the time. But on some cars, on the newer cars, if you disconnect the battery and leave it off for a while, you have to take the car back to the dealer to have it reprogrammed. The car will lose its memory. So, anyway, in that case where you're going to have to leave the car for a month or two or three or whatever, I recommend hooking up the battery tender. It's a little automatic charger, about 6 inches long and 4 inches across and 4 inches up. 4x4, it's like a 4x4x6 inches long. It's a small little charger, and it's called a battery tender. You hook it up, plug it in, and it'll charge when the battery's down, and when its battery is strong, it turns off. Okay?
Do you just leave it, like, use that battery tender only if you're having the car sit, or just leave it on 24/7?
Well, if you're going to drive away, you can't have it on. But if you're going to store the car and leave it for a long period of time, even a week, I would recommend the battery tender. That's a fantastic little battery charger. Okay?
How do you hook it on?
Well, the red one goes to the positive. The red clip goes to the positive. The black clip goes to the negative.
Oh, you hook it up to your battery.
Yeah. And then you plug it into the wall socket. And that's it. But you got to remember to take it off when you drive off. Don't drive off with the battery tender on there. I know some people did that. And they called me and said, "What happens now?" My goodness. I mean, it's common because you see people driving down the road with the gas pump still stuck on their, on the fender. I don't know how people do that. Like they run out of the house with no clothes on. Then they realize, I gotta go back and put clothes on. Anyway. If you have a question, give us a call. 888-5204. 888-5204. Again, I know you don't want to hear it, but Hawaii should have ethanol. It's a lifesaver. Awesome. And, you know, if any group people out there that want to see a demonstration, I'll be more than happy to do a demonstration for you at your meetings, your gatherings, whatever, and show you the benefits and everything about ethanol and how clean it is. It's not poisonous, and it doesn't kill anything, not even in the ocean or on the grass. It won't even kill grasshoppers, nothing. But it kills bacteria, okay? So, anyway, I can say and say and say, but people don't listen. It could be another industry for Hawaii. For all the ag land out there that they can't use anything with, like Maui sugar. You can't build homes or industrial spaces there, there's no pressurized water. So sugar cane would be perfect being back there. And you don't burn the sugar cane. You cut it. Okay? Because you use the leaves and everything. Ethanol is such a fantastic energy fuel. Amazing. Can be used in Hawaiian Airlines, military fighter planes, anything. The turbine engines, no. So anyway, if any of you want to see a demonstration, just give me a call and let me know. Okay? It's 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay.
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. I got on a little late, but I'm hoping that since you haven't said anything, I'm assuming January is not going to be your last time on the radio.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because I got on late, so I don't know if you mentioned anything.
Well, then I shouldn't have mentioned anything.
Huh?
I'm just playing with you.
Oh, boy. After hearing my voice all these years. That's good. You can laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to hear you beyond January.
Should be.
Okay.
Unless Heavenly Father takes me away. They might need something like that in heaven.
And we all got to look for a place for you.
Yes, I need to get this thing going. So many people are being taken. You know, it's so sad. Awful money. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay. Anyway, you had something you're going to say?
No.
That was a good one about the battery, though. A lot of people don't understand, you know, and they don't put on the battery tender.
Well, I didn't know about that.
You've been on the radio a long time.
I know, but I don't remember. I didn't remember about that. Is that battery, that battery tender expensive?
No. You buy it on Amazon.com, cheap stuff. Very simple.
Oh, okay. You know, nowadays everybody's so busy and they always take their car to the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
You think, well, that's, if you can't wash your car, I guess it's a alternative.
Well, the only car wash that I recommend here on Oahu is the McKinley Car Wash. Did you ever take your car to the McKinley Car Wash?
Can't remember if I did.
Then you never did. Try. Try taking it. Try McKinley Car Wash out. Amazing. I mean, it's like they detail the car.
Is that why there's always a long line, like, out on the street?
Well, that's right. People go where it's good. And I went to visit Yuki over there, and I've known him for 100 years. And, you know, talk story, and I'm watching the cars come out, and I'm thinking, wow, it's like it got detailed. They do even the dressing on the tires. Amazing. Wow. Beautiful. Nice job. They vacuumed the inside, the whole nine yards. Gotta go try it out. That's a good way to get your car washed. Okay?
You think it damages the car, like scratches the car?
No. It doesn't. But not all cars fit in a car wash. You know?
Like, what What kind of cars wouldn't fit?
Those big vans today.
Oh.
That they call minivan is not a mini. It's super tall. They don't even fit in parking structures. But yes, they do a very good job. Okay, give us a call at 888-5204.
Getting back to that battery tender, is there just one type or is there like various types?
They have bigger ones.
So which ones should you get?
The smallest one.
And that's good enough?
Oh, yeah.
Why would they have bigger ones?
For some people who want to hook up like two or three cars.
Ah, and you can just use one of them?
Yep.
Hmm. And like what's the price range?
I don't know. I'm not Amazon.com. You buy it from Amazon.com. I don't know what the cheapest one is or the most expensive one, but I recommend you buy the slime from Amazon.com too. The slime on Amazon.com is cheaper than any place in Hawaii. The slime is good because bicycle racers use slime in their tires. They never get a flat. So you don't need to buy those expensive run flat tires. You can buy the cheapie and put slime in the tires and it will never ever go flat. Excellent stuff. And you can buy the slime with an electric air pump. So if you do have a flat, you screw the hose onto the stem, plug the pump into your cigarette lighter, and it pumps your tire up.
Does the car have to be, like, on to use that?
It don't necessarily have to be on, but if you got your engine running, it pumps it up even faster. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than having a spare tire, a jack, and all that stuff. I saw a guy with flat tire today, and a group of three ladies came over to help the guy by letting him use their jack and their wrench to change his tire. So I told him, hey, brother, get slime. Put it in your tires. You'll never get a flat tire. So the three ladies looked at me and said, oh, that's a good idea. Then we don't have to carry the jack, spare tire, and all that. And we can put more stuff in where the spare tire is.
So would you recommend, so you're recommending that people put slime in all four tires?
Yes.
Before they even have a flat?
Yes. You don't put it in after you have a flat. You put it in before. That way you can drive around with peace of mind. Because slime was made for bicycle racers. Because think about it. You're racing cross country on a bike. You got a flat. You're out of the race. But if you have slime, even with the tube, it fixes the tube so that it don't go flat. Amazing. I love that stuff.
So it stays liquid inside your tire?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't harden?
No. And when you have a leak, it oozes out and hardens. Becomes like rubber. So it's excellent. And it's called slime.
And it's green.
Yeah.
Bright green.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's something to get. Especially for you ladies. So you don't have to depend on somebody helping you change the flat tire. Okay, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay?
Okay, we have Barbara on.
Hi, Barbara. You're back again.
George, this slime thing, how many bottles or whatever do you need? Or do you put in one per tire? Or
no, you put like 2 ounces per tire.
And how many ounces in a bottle?
Enough for four tires.
Oh, okay, okay. And then you can, no matter how old your tire is.
That's right.
Put it in.
Yes.
And then the first thing you get new tires, then put it in.
Yes. Yes, by all means.
And how do you put it in?
Through the tire stem.
Or where you inflate the tire?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They have the instructions that come with the slime.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I recommend buying the air pump with it.
You buy the air pump with it?
Yes. It comes with a kit.
Oh. So once you buy the kit, you only next time need to buy the slime.
The slime. Yes, yes.
And how, you're saying to get it from Amazon because locally it's expensive. That expensive?
A little more.
Uh-huh.
Napa has it.
Uh-huh.
Napa or AutoZone.
Uh-huh. And not CarQuest.
Expensive.
Uh-huh.
Napa and AutoZone cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so you, after a while, you have to add slime to your tires again?
No, never did.
So why would you need the air pump?
Just in case it goes down, you have an air pump. Instead of going through and jacking the car up and changing the tire, just put the air pump on and pump it up. Okay? So you'll never be stranded.
But it's not separate. It's a kit.
You can buy the slime separately, or you can buy it as a kit with the air compressor. I recommend buying it as a kit with the air compressor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anyway, and with the kit, you can also help a friend that has a flat tire by pumping up the tire, and they can go and have it fixed.
No, I heard like if somebody has a dead battery, you shouldn't let them.
You don't jump start. Yes, you never jump start with your battery to another car. Okay? Because of computer virus.
Hmm. So, but you don't kind of don't want to be like a jerk. So, what do you do? Like, carry some kind of battery thing in your car? Charger in your car?
You can do that. Other than that, just say, I don't have a jumper cable. And they say they have a jumper cable. Then you say, my battery is on the back underneath the car.
You can't say that. They know, like, say, if you have a certain car, they know where the battery is.
Well, you being female can be, I don't know where my battery is. That's it.
And then they'll say, oh, pop the hood. I'll find it for you.
No, that's okay. I gotta go. This is not my car. That's it. Okay? So, anyway, is that time? Gotta remind you to take care of each other. And don't forget that airbag hearing is on Monday. This coming Monday. Okay? Try to be there. Okay. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And then we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.